Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, this is Genevieve, and welcome to Genevieve's Gems. I trust that your day is going well. Well, how are you today? Well, I hope you're doing well. I hope your health is good. I hope you have be thankful for having a roof over your head and thankful for your family and your friends, you know, and employment, you know, just be thankful for everything. You know, so all the good things that have happened into your life. Today we get to the fourth beatitude. To Matthew, our study in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. And it states, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled." As you get this, as you look at this beatitude, you know, how see how it coincides with the previous three. Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek. Now, what does it mean to be to hunger and thirst the righteousness? I kind of compared it to food and water. You know, when you're really, really thirsty, the thing you long for is a drink of cold water. And when you're really, really, really hungry, you know, the only thing you think about is getting something to eat, have something, you know, to fill your stomach. So if you're in a different culture, you know, maybe here you're used to, say, like McDonald's or a Kentucky Fried Chicken or one of those, or you have a steak in about 6 months, and you long to have a steak. Nothing, seems like nothing else will quench that hunger until you actually have the thing that you really want to have. I remember my own experience. You know, I used to, when I worked in the financial sector, a lot of times I know what I want to have maybe a day, even days beforehand, and nothing could ever quench that hunger for this particular thing. I had to have the thing, whatever the meal, whatever type of food I wanted to have. And this is what hungering and thirsting is. A good example is in the prodigal son. You know, he was high. You know, he was got all his money. You know, he had friends when he left. You know, had money and everything. Then when he ran out of everything, you know, his friends were gone. You know, they got so bad that he was, you know, wanting to eat the things that the pigs ate. But then he remembered what he had when he was at home. You know, he had clean clothes, he had plenty of food and drink. And so, yes, he was hungry, but he said, "Listen, let me go to my father," you know, which is what he did. He went back to his father. And one thing you have to remember, you know, the hungering part is one thing, but when you have that hunger, you have somewhere to go to. You know, nothing will ever quench that, anything ever quench that hunger until that hunger is satisfied. Our salvation runs pretty much the same way. You know something is missing in your life, but you don't quite know what it is. You try, humans all through years tried to fill it with material possession, parties, and travel, and, you know, boyfriends or girlfriends, cars, adventure, and tried to fill that void with everything. But no matter what they do, no matter how much wealth they accumulate, there's that nagging feeling that, you know, something I haven't really gotten there yet. You know, you just just haven't found that thing. And I think a lot of people who commit suicide because just haven't found that thing that they're really searching for, kind of giving up. I remember one time I read, a woman who had committed suicide, she left a note and said, "I was just trying to find happiness." And she had kind of given up. She'd never find peace, the inner peace and the happiness that she thought. When you hunger, so when you're hungering, you know, you keep, it seems like you're focused on quenching hunger, you know. You know, when you're hungry, your stomach is growling, you're like going to see a movie or sitting up, or maybe sitting on talking with somebody, you know, you just have to quench that hunger, or you're really thirsty, you know. You have to go there and quench, and you have to, I got to have a drink of water, I got to have them to cool down, you know, take care of that thirst, because your body will tell you, you know, when your body needs food or you need a drink, you know, isn't it amazing God's, you know, the body can tell you a lot of things, you know, it's amazing how God had created the human body, you know, it's like, sort of like a clock, you know, let's say, like, what time to eat, or you need to drink some more water. And it's amazing how God's created us. Also with the hunger, you know, the second part of this, it says, you know, after it says, "For blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled." Now, salvation, what salvation is, you know, you have a need in you, and then somebody tells you about Jesus, or you hear a message somewhere, and right then it connects with you. Now, you know, the devil will try everything to, you know, keep you from doing that, but your hunger and your thirst is so strong, you know, and finally, you know, when you finally, you know, act and ask Jesus to come into your life, you finally act upon it. And then when he comes into your life, you know that life is fulfilled. You know that thirst and the hungering is fulfilled. In my own experience, I remember the way I felt. Whenever I share my testimony, I share how it felt like you put a cup of water, you put a cup under a running faucet, and the water is overflowing. You know, it overflows and overflows. That's the way I felt, you know, when Christ came to my life. You know, I felt so clean inside, and the inner thirst that I had was quenched. The psalmist experienced that. You go to Psalm 60, let's go to Psalm 42. The psalmist knew that when David was in his distress. You see, he says here, it's Psalm 42. It says, "As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God?" See, that's why David was often called a man after God's heart. And that same lament is going in Psalm 63. "O God, you are my God. I seek you, my soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water." You see that thirst? You see the parallel? You see the way the psalmist describes how his feeling was to describe earlier about, you know, when your body tells you it's time to eat or you need a drink, or it's time to drink, you know. And David felt that same thing when he was out in the wilderness. And spiritually, you know, this is the same thing, you know. So we feel the need we feel that thirsting, you know. Only Jesus can quench that thirst. You know, nothing else can do it. Not material possessions, not anything on the earth. You know, you can do a lot of great things, but, you know, it's kind of sad at the end of the day, all the things, you know, sometimes you do all the great things, do wonderful things, and yet you're not satisfied. I just wonder how many people who accomplish great things, you know, if they lie, if they're lying awake and they're wondering, hello?
Hello, Emil?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in Alice. I have to go all the way to Alice.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm doing my radio show now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. You know, you wonder how, you know, some people lay in bed at night. You know, they wonder if they're satisfied. Have done, you know, a nagging thought that, you know, it just never goes away. But when you call upon Jesus, you call upon Jesus, you know, you say, you know, you feel that inner peace, you know, battlefield that way. And this is what the psalmist, this is what the psalmist did. And what is in the second part of this, you know, it's they be filled. It means that your inner hungering and thirst. Everyone, every human being seeks that. They want to feel that, you know, that hungering they have in there is quenched. And we all can have that. You know, you can have that today. You know, you can ask Jesus to come into your heart. You know, very, you know, it's a very simple act. You know, I'm sure some of you are listening to this program. You've heard some of you come from a church background, you know, and maybe you've wandered away a little bit. Maybe you've never even heard, you know, never been part of a church. But Jesus, you know, God is always seeking for you, you know. He knows where you are. He cares about you. And you can do this today. What it is you have to do is ask Jesus some of your life. What it is you have to acknowledge that you have that need, and then you confess your sin, and then you ask Jesus to come into your life, and He'll fill that void. He'll fill that hungering. You know, He'll fill. You know, your soul's thirsty. You know, He'll quench that soul. Just like the woman at the well asked Jesus. You know, she sought. She sought the living water, and Jesus told her how she could get it. And I'd like to, if you have any further questions, you can contact me on Facebook, facebook.com/Jenny, GENNEE/Rose. Or you can, you know, you can send something here on my account, my Skype account at skype.com. You can send it to my, you know, you send anything, any questions that you have, any comments that you have. You know, I welcome any comment that you have. And I'd like to thank you once again. This is Genevieve, and we go to, this is Genevieve's Gems, and I look forward to the next time that we get together. Goodbye, and God bless you. May God bless you this day.